way you talk. I hate the word you use. I hate the way you think.
How's it going there, Doolittle?
Just lovely, thank you, sir. How are you?
It's going that well, huh?
Yep.
Well, we're up here, and all of a sudden, all the animals are flocking to this room, unfortunately.
They love me.
I know they do. That's why I called you Doolittle.
Yeah, well, it is what it is, man.
Yeah, but you're having trouble with that mic?
No, I'm fine.
You sure?
Yep.
You good?
I guess.
See?
Nope. All right. It doesn't want to work, man.
Very impressive.
What do you want from me? What do you... It won't stay where I need to do. Okay. For all the folks out there, he's...
I fixed it.
Just maneuvered the mic so it's right in my face, okay?
Yeah, well...
My neck was a little cranked there for a minute. All right. I think this will work.
You were clearly struggling. We'll have to fix that.
Yeah, it's weird because now I can't really see you.
You can with one eye.
Okay. Who am I? One-eyed Willie?
One-eyed Willie. The Fratellis.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, let's take a moment. Welcome, everyone. To the 18th episode of the Antisocial Isolation Podcast with my handsome host of a husband.
Oh, Joe. Hey. And my wonderful, beautiful wife.
The better half of the duo, Carol.
Yes, great. Yeah, it's number 18. Our podcast can vote.
All right. Sure.
Our podcast can wear an I voted sticker.
You can wear an I voted sticker. You'll hate it too.
They're still stupid. Yeah. I do. What's been going on?
You know, life.
Yeah. Life indeed.
Yeah.
Man.
Here we are. A full 24 hours now without cable or Wi-Fi.
Ah, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. It's had a windstorm last night. And, it was a little crazy here.
It's like we're living in the dark ages.
I know. We lost power for a full 30 minutes.
Yeah. That was terrifying.
I don't know about terrifying. We just used a couple of flashlights and our phones for light.
Actually, what was terrifying was that wind, because we had like 40 mile per hour winds and then gusts up to like 65. I'm surprised more tree shit didn't fall, man.
There's a lot of things in the world to be terrified of. A lot of natural disasters. Just wind isn't one of them.
We've talked about this before. It is one of them, for sure, for me. It scares me.
Yes, you are.
But then when something happens...
You have window phobia.
I'm afraid of windows.
Yeah, maybe.
That's,
maybe that too.
If you're going to make up a fear, make sure it sounds good. Gustafia? Gustaphobia?
No, that sounds like you're afraid of guys named Gustavo.
I knew a guy named Gustavo once, actually.
So he was like,
did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Where?
I can't speak of it.
You can't speak of it or you won't?
A little bit of both.
Okay, you're making this up. I actually knew somebody named Gustavo. Really. Oh, then what? Who?
He was a guy.
That doesn't mean anything.
He was a local photographer / fashion model guy.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. I know people.
You dabbled in the fashion industry, did you?
Yeah, and I made millions of dollars doing it, can't you tell?
Yeah, you did, but you squandered it all before you met me, apparently.
Yeah, well. Yeah. So who is this Gustavo that you know?
I was making it up. I thought for sure you were, too, but apparently you did know somebody named Gustavo.
I really did.
Yeah, I got nothing.
If I'm not mistaken, I believe he is still a local photographer.
All right.
An artiste.
Gustavo.
Yes. So.
Yes.
Before we get too deep into this episode... Sometimes we've got some loose ends from the prior episode we need to clean up, right?
Sure.
So.
I'm not much on loose ends, but.
Well.
I live week to week here.
Anyways.
What? What loose end do you have? That's.
We need to make one correction.
Is this in some reference to something I said?
Well, yeah.
Okay, of course.
Because I would never misspeak.
Sure, irregardless of what you're going to say.
Boom. Okay. So, we have some dedicated listeners that leave us comments sometimes on our Podbean. And my niece pointed out her Catholic education shining through. Lucy, thank you very much. She wanted to let you know that it was not... 30 days that Jesus was lost in the desert. It was actually 40 days and 40 nights. Duh.
Okay. She had a much better Catholic upbringing than I did, apparently.
You went to Catholic elementary school.
From grades 2 through 6. I went there for 4 years.
It's more than I did.
Yeah, but I don't think we even got to the New Testament while I was there, so...
Fine, we'll let you slide on this one. Either way.
Thank you for correcting us, Lucy.
Yes. Thank you, listeners. Feel free to chime in, make comments. We love them.
Next time you come to town, you can be our guest.
Be my guest. Be our guest. Da da da. Don't know the rest of the words.
Thankfully.
Not cool, man.
I got my teeth cleaned. Oh. I got my teeth cleaned today. That was exciting.
It's exciting?
It was.
To get your teeth cleaned?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, then, good for you. Congratulations.
Yeah, I went after work. I went to go see Bentist, and...
We love Bentist.
Yeah, for those of you who are listening, if you are going, did he say Bentist? Yes, he did.
Yep.
Our dentist's name is Ben, and his license plate on his vehicle says Bentist. And as soon as I saw that, I knew he was our guy.
He may potentially be the coolest dentist ever.
He super is. He's a really good dentist, actually, too. Very thorough, all that kind of stuff. Remembers everything.
I think, and I've gone to a few dentists in my entire lifetime, I've never met anyone, like, so into dentistry.
Yeah.
Like he really gets excited about it.
And he's good at it.
Yeah.
He's done a lot of shit on my mouth in the past. I don't know, how long have we seen him, like 3 years?
We don't need to get into your personal life.
But he remembers everything, right? And he was asking me about when I had that, he had to pull out the... a tooth one time, like the remnants of a tooth, and it ended up puncturing my sinus. He was asking me all about that stuff, and he's like, oh, blah, 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 we were talking about that. And he looked at me and goes, is your hair different than it was last time I saw you? And I said, yeah. He goes, I like it. You know what he said? He said, it looks like a Viking. Yes!
No way!
Swear to God.
He said, you look like a Viking.
He said, I look like a Viking. Yeah. And we talked about, 5 or 6 episodes ago about me letting my inner Viking out.
Nice.
Growing this hair.
I wonder if he's ever watched the show Vikings.
I don't know.
We were on a Viking kick there for a while. I kind of liked it more than you did.
When did we get it through, like 1.5 seasons?
Something like that.
Yeah, we got into season 2.
Yeah.
It was good. I don't know, but we just suck at committing to watching stuff.
It's true.
We tried to watch Amsterdam, which is a great show.
But wait, Vikings. We can't move on past Vikings.
Oh.
Ragnar Lothbrok.
Lothbrok.
Yes. He's pretty badass.
Yes.
Just a side note on the, hey, don't shake your head at me speaking.
I'll wait 30 seconds or 40 seconds, whatever is correct, for you to correct yourself.
I'm going to kick you. Anyways, great show if you're looking for something to watch. As well as Amsterdam. We got through a lot of Amsterdam.
Did we?
Yeah, it's a really great show.
It is.
Very good drama.
Did we get through 2 seasons even? I don't even know. We suck. We're terrible at this.
I don't know if we finished the second season.
And we end up watching like reruns of stuff or watching like nothing at all, essentially.
Well, that's because you're usually in charge of the TV quicker because you care more about what's on TV than I do, because I would be just fine not having a television on.
Well, anyway, we're terrible at watching these things. And anyway, yes, Bentist said, my hair looked like a Viking.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
That's quite an accomplishment.
I know.
Bentis is a pretty cool guy. Any compliment he gives out, you should feel good about.
He is good. And he's a cyclist.
He is.
Yeah. Not a tri person, a cyclist. And we've spoken disparagingly about cyclists before. They seem to be rather elite. But I have a feeling he would give back a wave.
I feel like
a lot of those guys
would.
Don't, but I have a feeling if we were running and Bentis was biking by and we gave the wave, we'd at least
get a head nod
or something.
Yeah. He'd acknowledge.
He's a solid dude.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, no issues, in case you were wondering.
So if you're looking for a dentist here in the Western New York area,
yeah, West Seneca Smiles. Wow.
Check him out.
Oh, hey, maybe we should do his commercial. Yeah. He can advertise on our podcast and we can do his commercials and voiceover for free.
Whoa.
Yeah.
He could be our first sponsor.
I'll make that phone call tomorrow.
You should. That's probably, of all the crazy things we've talked about actually happening on this podcast, that one could actually happen.
Yeah, it's not gonna.
No.
No. Nobody wants to sponsor us.
The only
thing I need a sponsor for is like AA or something like that. How is Jovember going?
Yes.
It's going well.
Yeah.
I'm still doing my morning exercises. I and you already know this, but I'm telling you for the benefit of everybody else, ran yesterday for the first time in nearly 6 months.
Woo, woo, woo!
And
good for you.
It
That's
was
awesome.
Windy and raining, and it, from a weather perspective, it sucked. And I only did 2 miles, but...
There's no only before
it
any miles.
It was invigorating to get out and run. It actually felt good to go run, feel that release of endorphins, all that kind of stuff. It was super good. But yeah, so that was exciting. Jovember's going okay. I haven't seen the weight loss results I like because I still eat like a dumb shit sometimes, but...
it's all about balance.
Yeah, but I've been doing the core workout stuff in the mornings. I skipped last Friday just because it was a rest day. But yeah, I ran, so I'm going to try and start ramping up the running again, and I think that will make a huge difference as well.
Nice.
Yeah, I know. It was weird that like I forgot what a rush it was like when you actually enjoy running. And I hadn't done it so long, and the last time, even before the issue with my foot when I was running, I didn't like it. You remember, I was in like a funk. I like did not enjoy running, anything kind of, like that.
You were hating it.
So
it happens.
It happened for sure. So hopefully the next runs continue to be that way as well.
All right.
Nothing worse than being on a run and having the runs too.
Oh.
Yeah. I have blown up some toilets.
I was going to say, I don't know that it's ever happened to me. Not as bad as you. You've had some
like
bad urgent episodes.
Yeah.
Poor Burger King.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And Rite Aid.
No, it was a Walgreens, I think. But
well, either way, it was a
There was a Tim
store.
Hortons on Clinton and Bailey. When you got to go when you're running, you got to go. You just go wherever. But
I'm usually left standing outside waiting.
In fact, in that Walgreens, I blew up the women's bathroom because I couldn't even get into the men's one for some reason. It was locked. So I'm like, this one's open.
those poor women
that
went in there
after
you.
Sorry for the lady
that
went in there after me because, damn.
Oh boy.
It was toxic, but I felt great afterwards. But we were, even at that point, we were like 4 or 5 miles from home, so I couldn't like hold it for that long.
No, and I was with you. It's not like you could call me and say, hey, I need you to urgently
come pick me up. Not happening.
You just got to go.
You got to go. You got everybody poops. So
that's right.
Yeah, I don't feel embarrassed about it.
Speaking of poop.
Oh, I like where this is going.
Have you ever heard of the Poop Map app?
Well, here's the deal. The aforementioned comments you referred to on our podcast on Podbean.
Yep.
By your brother, Poop
Thank
Map
you, Paul.
App came up, and you and I were scratching our collective melons on that one. So
like
we had not heard of the Poop Map app.
No,
but
we had
I have
not.
A feeling that
but
you've
thank
done
you,
a
listeners.
Little bit of digging into this, and you're about to enlighten me.
Yeah, well, I did Joe level of digging into it. So it is an actual app that I was unaware of.
Oh.
But it is an actual app called Poop Map App. And it helps you track places you've pooped.
So with this app, you have to go in there, and when you go somewhere and take a dump, you have to log it?
That's what I got out of it from reading the description of the app, yes. It helps you track places you've pooped.
Why do you want to track that?
Maybe you got a goal. Maybe you can add comments like, don't ever poop here again. Or make this a regular.
So it's like Yelp for toilets?
I don't know. I didn't actually download it. Like I said, I did Joe level investigation on this.
One star. Very ghetto. Toilet wasn't clean.
I read the description. I said, look at that. It's a Poop Map app. And here we are.
Wow.
If you'd like to download and do the actual digging in, you go ahead and let me know.
Can you retro date poops? Like if I want to go back and put on that Walgreens dump, can I go do that?
Maybe. Maybe you should try.
Did you actually look at the app store and see this?
Yeah. It's in the app
and
store.
You
it's
didn't
there.
Download it though?
No. Like I said, I did Joe level investigation on this.
Oh my God. I would have at least downloaded it just to see what it looked like and then uninstalled it.
Apparently you have more time on your hands
Listen,
than I do. I
get
don't know
your
to
shit
tell
together.
You.
If you're going to do show prep, get it fucking right.
Okay,
because
again,
that's Bush League shit right there.
Again.
God
I
damn.
Show prep. Shooting from the hip.
Doing show prep, Joe prep. poop map app. All right.
There you go. If you'd like, you can go ahead. You can do it right now.
Anything else you want to call your brother, since he's like the biggest topic of the show thus far?
Maybe we can get them on the phone. Yeah, his kids are apparently just, you know, they're all over it for us.
Oh, my goodness.
So anybody else care to make comments? If you're not on Podbean, because Podbean, you can actually leave comments, feel free. Go to social media. Leave us some comments about the episodes. We'll check them out. And maybe you, too, can be spotlighted in a future episode.
Wow, a little teaser there. I like it. Oh, lock it.
You're a weirdo.
Have you heard of that game Flappy Bird? That used to be a game on phones or in tablets and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say years ago. Yeah, the boys used to like that.
Yeah,
weird
so
game.
I was listening to a podcast and somebody was talking about the developer. The podcast was a little bit about addiction to electronics and social media and that kind of stuff. So, but Flappy Bird came up, and apparently, the creator of Flappy Bird, although he was making tens of thousands of dollars a day in like ad revenue and stuff like that,
yeah,
apparently he had like a, you know, a come to Jesus moment and realized how addictive this stupid game was that he created, and pulled it down.
I remember that happening.
Yeah. So I don't remember that happening. I only heard this recently. But pulled it down. Fine. That's right. End of story?
No.
It's not the end of story. You have guessed correctly.
Because otherwise you wouldn't be talking about
it. You have chosen wisely. What if I was like, yeah, that's how it ended. All right, what's next?
Yeah, I'm just buying the time. That's all I got. I'm just hearing this now.
I just learned about this, so that's cool. All right. Anyway. What they talked about next on this podcast, and I researched this. I did more than Joe level research. I actually went on and looked this up to confirm that it was accurate, even with the weird faces you're making at me right now, was because the app is gone, you can't get it anymore.
Yeah.
People are selling old phones and tablets that have that app on it still for hundreds and thousands of dollars.
What?
Yes.
Do we have any?
I don't know. I don't, but maybe the boys do.
I'm sure.
But nevertheless, there are listings for some like an iPhone 4 that has Flappy Bird on it still for like $5,000 just so that people can get this freaking game. It's insanity.
That's really nuts. I want to know who's buying
them. Most of them are like $500, $600, $700.
Still.
Even that's insane. For
it's
like
a game.
On a phone that's like 8 or 9 generations old at this point, too.
Right.
It's insanity, but I was just amazed at that. I never played the game. I never saw it. I don't know. Apparently, it's super-duper addictive because if people are spending money on...
You've seen it.
Well, I don't think I have even.
You have. I'm telling you, you have. The boys used to... Our boys used to play it all the time. That was like their thing for the longest time.
I remember them talking about it, but yeah. I just don't remember ever seeing it. Anyway, if they still have one of their old devices with it, that shit's going on eBay.
Yeah, I'm guessing not. That was for really sure. A long time ago.
Birds. Penguins are birds.
Oh, for the love of God. Not the penguin thing again.
It's the funniest thing I've heard in a while. Anyway, go ahead. It's totally an aside.
You're losing everyone here. Come on now.
What?
You heard me.
It's from Nate Bargatze's podcast. I played it for you. It's hilarious. Go ahead.
Okay. Ugh. Do we have bumper music for our segments this week?
We don't.
I know you were doing a little bit of poking around on that.
Well, that was just yesterday, right? Yesterday evening after doing stuff during the day.
Oh, that's right.
And then we lost power, and then we lost internet. So the answer is no. So okay. Do you have an update for your segment?
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh,
do you?
Sure.
You want to go first? You go first.
Sure. The celebrity death update?
Yeah.
Nobody important died this week. What's your update?
Okay. Can I make a comment on your update? Or on your segment?
I don't like where this is going, but I'll allow it.
Okay. You have no choice, because I'm going to do it anyways. Instead of celebrity death update, I think we should move to celebrity COVID update. Because I'm hearing far too often reports of celebrities that have COVID. Nobody cares. Just saying.
Then why would we update people on something that nobody cares about?
Because nobody died either, so you had no update.
Yeah, my update was nobody important died.
I think in the past day and a half, I've heard of at least 3
who
celebrities that
who
have COVID.
Who?
Elon Musk. He missed the SpaceX launch on Sunday.
Dude.
Because he believes he had COVID.
I was going to talk about him because I...
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So he tweeted something a couple of days ago, and I quoted it on my notes here, and it says, this is what his tweet said. It said, something extremely bogus is going on. Was tested for COVID 4 times today. 2 tests came back negative, 2 came back positive. Same machine, same test, same nurse. If somebody as brilliant as Elon Musk, who is creating rocket ships and right. digging tunnels under cities and electric cars that go 0 to 60 in under 3 seconds and solar panels and solar roofs, all this stuff. If somebody that fucking smart is questioning these tests, everybody should be questioning these tests.
Right.
Both positive and negative.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Can't argue with you there.
People started kind of like a little uprising. Not an uprising, but there were, you know, people were like pissed at him for saying he was irresponsible for tweeting that. And
that's not the first time I've heard
I'm
it,
I'm a
though.
Fucking brilliant scientist, dude. He's like, I had 4 tests, same day, same person, same test, same everything. 2
you don't have
positive.
To be brilliant.
Right.
Yeah.
That's really simple shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So who else, though, besides Elon Musk?
You know what? They were actor people that I wasn't, I don't know.
Was it Jussie Smollett? Because that guy lies about fucking everything.
Wow. That sounded racist.
It's not. He lied. He tried to make it sound racist.
No, and I'll be honest. I mean, if you really want me to dig them up. But they were not anybody that I was actually familiar with. It was,
like an extra on like Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Yeah, was like some actor in some show I never watched, like The Good Wife or something. I'm like, oh, whatever.
Played henchman number 3 on an episode
right.
of SVU. What?
Right. I'm like, whatever. But again, I don't care, so I don't remember. But this was Elon Musk, so I was
Elon
like,
Musk was big.
What? And I knew it had to be true because he missed the SpaceX launch, which
yes,
is like
did.
Super cool.
Yeah.
Super cool news.
Sent 4 people into space to rendezvous with the International Space Station.
Oh, rendezvous. Falling out some fancy French words there.
Rendezvous. Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
You got it, Frenchie. What?
When did we fall back into the... Is this Greece? What is this?
Greece? French? Oh, that's right. That one chick's name... Was there a chick named Frenchie?
Yeah.
The whore? Yeah. Was that why she was
I would
Frenchie?
Like to say maybe she was a little risque.
Yeah, sounded like she was a little...
She was a little sassy.
Yeah, sounded like she was flashing her assy, not just sassy. Frenchie was a whore. Didn't she have to get tested for like pregnancy and shit too in high school?
It was Kanicki's kid.
Yeah, she got a hickey from Kanicki, and then she ends up... She was a broken typewriter. She missed a period.
Oh, my God. You're an asshole. I can't stand you. Oh, my God.
Yeah, way to go, Frenchie, you fucking disgusting pig.
Dude, that's so awful.
Well, she's the one spreading her legs for...
Aren't you going to ask me about my segment?
You know what I was just wondering?
What?
Is there an update on your segment, the Facebook Marketplace segment?
Wait, I have to come up with my own bumper music. This is going to be
This
crazy.
Is going to be terrible. Please, I'll edit this out.
On the
out.
Spot. Why?
You'll hear why in a second.
Facebook Marketplace segment.
The fuck was that?
Maybe that'll be inspiration for you to find this bumper music.
It's going to be inspiration for me to cancel this podcast.
So,
Jesus
my finding
Christ.
This week on Facebook Marketplace.
Hold on, wait, I'm still stuck on that. It was, all right, go ahead.
It was good, you know it. All right. A 1960s vintage Ouija board. Locally, you can get it for $40. However, if you go outside the local, a 1960s vintage, you could pay up to $55 for, man. Ouija board.
What's the difference between a vintage Ouija board and a new Ouija board?
I feel like a vintage Ouija board is more authentic and it can reach some deeper souls.
It probably is possessed. I mean, it's been communicating with things. If it's from the 60s,
it's got a history.
That's like almost 60 years old at this point. If it was from 1960, it would be 60 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you ever, have you ever had a Ouija board?
I have never owned a Ouija board.
Would you ever?
Oh, hell no.
Why not?
Because they're weird and freakish.
What are you afraid of?
Ouija board stuff.
I don't know what Ouija board stuff is.
Have you ever used a Ouija board?
Nope.
Okay. Well, then you are not qualified to ask me questions about Ouija board stuff.
But what if we bought one?
I would burn it.
Do you think?
In the burn barrel in the backyard.
First of all, I'm in charge of the burn barrel and what gets burned in there. So we would not be burning a Ouija board because I think that's worse.
No.
I think it releases all of the demons and souls that are stuck inside of it. And then they're just like free. And they're going to gang up with the witch in the cemetery over there. And they're going to haunt the whole fucking street, not just the house next to it.
Okay. Two things. One, my vintage Ouija board post. It is a special William Fald edition. I don't know what that means. But apparently in Ouija board world, that's important. They put it on the post. And there's no holds. So, first come, first serve.
Oh, boy.
Right? Makes it sound fancy. Now, moving on. You mentioned our graveyard cemetery down the street.
I just did, yes.
Yes. That is haunted by a witch.
Some Indian witch, yes.
Now, we've spoken about this cemetery and this witch previously on our Halloween segment.
Yes.
Coincidentally enough, it came up again today in conversation for me.
Where? I think I know where.
Right? So, we had already spoken about the fact that we had a windstorm, so we have no internet at our house.
We got nothing.
Yeah, we got nothing.
No internet.
No, that poses a problem when you are someone like me that works from home.
We were in the dark ages and still are. Yes.
Yeah.
We're going to chisel shit on
this morning. Slams. I'm in a conundrum. What do? I have no internet at home. Damn. Okay. Well, I could use my phone as a hotspot, right? Hook up? Nope, not us, because that's not part of our cellular plan. Next option. I could actually go into the office and work from the office today. Well, no, that requires me to, one, shower, two, iron my clothes. Oof. Yeah, none of which sounds very fun. Or I get kind of cleaned up and go down to Spot Coffee and spend my day down at the local coffee shop.
Good option.
What do you think I did?
You went to Spot Coffee.
Heck yeah, I did. So here I am, 8 o'clock in the morning, go down to Spot Coffee with my bag and my laptop and all my stuff, get in line for my coffee, and I meet, as you would expect, during the week at a coffee shop, who's hanging out there? Some senior residents. And here I go. I met John.
Residents, okay. Yes.
I believe John has lived in West Seneca his entire life. John had to be 70-ish.
Okay.
Yeah. Very nice elderly gentleman. So we get to chatting, me and John.
I would punch him square in the jaw.
That's not very nice.
I don't want you to talk to me when I'm in a coffee shop or any shop or anywhere.
Yeah, but you're not a nice person.
I am a nice person. I just don't like people talking to me, especially unsolicited. Go ahead. John's dead to me already.
Anyways, don't interject into my story.
I'm
going to
go to
John.
Spot tomorrow morning and probably kick his ass.
Anyways, John, who is a frail old man.
Good. Easy then.
Oh my God. Anyways, we started talking about, you know, local area kind of stuff. And I happened to mention the street in which I lived down. John happens to know our neighbor across the street. He says, "Hey, you know about that cemetery down the street?" I said, "You know what? I do. I've heard." And then he mentioned the house next door. Remember the article I said
cemetery,
I read?
Right,
next
yeah.
door to the cemetery?
Yes.
He said he happens to know that they have going-ons when they go on vacation. Shit happens at their house.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what? Do you say?
He said whenever they go on vacation, they come back, he said, and their entire basement's in shambles.
Really?
He said, shit is moved, knocked off shelves, broken, all kinds of crap.
That's creepy.
In their basement.
That's really crazy.
Whenever they go on vacation. Right?
That's really crazy.
Right.
So he said he knows our neighbor across the street?
Yes.
Who?
Carol and Bradley.
Oh, of course he knows them. Yes. Bradley's like the mayor of Main Street.
He mentioned Carol.
Oh, ooh. Maybe he was just turning.
Well, you know, she's a local entrepreneur.
True. Well,
inherited entrepreneur. She does have a local business.
Yeah. Right. Yes. Eileen's Bakery.
Yeah, it's Eileen's.
I'll say it.
It's the most epic bakery
in our
town. It's
like a staple in West Seneca. Yeah.
Yes.
It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy knew about the haunting and said that weird shit goes on.
Yes.
That's interesting. We got to talk to those people in that house.
Yeah, we do.
Maybe we can do a podcast in their basement when they go on vacation.
You didn't even want to walk by the cemetery. I don't want to Ouija board. Now you want to be in the basement while paranormal stuff is going on.
Yeah, I don't want to do any of that. I'm kidding. That would scare the poop out of me.
But see, you hated John. You hated talking to people. But I got a cool story out of talking to John.
That's cool. Now we can kick his ass.
Nah.
Yeah. John.
John.
Do you remember we were watching? This just makes me laugh. We're watching CNN and they were talking about COVID cases by state, showing like which states are hot spots and blah, blah, blah. And this was just like 2 days ago. So in the midst of all of this election shit and all this kind of stuff like that.
So these states have hot spots, but my phone didn't this morning.
Correct. Your state is not a hot spot, or your phone is not a hot spot, but states clearly are.
Okay.
And, but CNN was saying in the one state that showed green, like it was doing well, was Georgia. And as they were talking about it, you know, on that big board thing where they were showing all the states, the CNN said, you know, cases are trending down in Georgia. It said it was most likely just a glitch in the data. Oh, yeah?
I've said this before.
You mean the state where there's a recount? So we're supposed to trust the voting counts. But
yes, but not the COVID.
Not
data.
The COVID that shows it might be getting better. Oh, God.
It's all bogus, all of it.
I don't know, man.
I hate to, I'm not one to get into conspiracy theories and all that kind of stuff sounds crazy to me, but you know what? Today's world is scary, man, and everything just sounds totally bogus. Like everything.
Well, it was,
that they feed society, all of us, all everything.
It's really funny too, this Pfizer thing comes out and saying that there's, you know, they have their vaccine and it's proven to be 90% effective. And I saw something where they said, why would I take a vaccine that's 90% effective against a virus that, you know, 98.6% of the people survive?
Right.
Like, take my chances, maybe. Oh, man.
Truth.
Yeah, not political, but this stuff is fucking nonsense. I'm done with this chaos and stupid shutdowns of stuff. Done.
Yep. And I'm still having Thanksgiving.
Yep, we're having Thanksgiving.
And everyone is welcome to
come. I invited people from the office to come in if they want.
Whoa, like Michael Scott?
Yeah, he's going to, Michael Scarn, actually, he goes by the alias.
Oh, are Pam and Jim coming?
No, they couldn't make it.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah,
they're my fave.
Yeah, CC and Philip are going to be at their grandparents with them, so they can't make it. Oscar was going to come, and I said,
why? Oscar would bring good wine.
Yeah, maybe. Dwight is not coming.
He was supposed to bring the beats.
Well, he was going to provide the beats. He wanted to DJ the event, and I'm like, no, that's not that kind of party. So, anyway, yeah, no, we're going to have at least 11 people here, even if I have to bring people in off the street.
Street people?
Yeah.
Nice.
Meat people?
We're going to have some street people.
The big meat. Yeah, so that's that.
No.
Yeah, we're having Thanksgiving. It's going to be awesome, and everybody's going to, in 2 weeks from Thanksgiving, they're going to be like, hey, I guess it was okay for 11 people to be in a room together.
Right. And of course, we do have responsible family members, too.
We do, yes. Yeah. Some are in the medical community.
Yep.
Yeah.
And my niece said, you know what? I work in a hospital. Some people have tested that I work with have tested positive. I don't think it's a good thing I come. Thank you for the invite. She was sad she couldn't come because, you know, she was missing out on my awesome turkey and stuffing. However, she did the right thing.
Yeah. And
we will miss her.
Yeah, and she's not like a scaredy cat. I mean, we've been to her house even a few weeks ago to watch a Bills game and stuff, so it's not like, yeah. So it's just so silly.
Smart people making good decisions.
Old. Yeah.
My good decision is, yes, I'm having my 84-year-old mother come to dinner with all of us.
In fact, you took her this weekend to get her hair did.
Yes, she did. She got her hair did. She was so excited.
She's got a perm. She's going to have like a tight-knit fro going on for Thanksgiving.
Yep, but she looks like a little white poodle. That's okay, though. She likes it.
That's funny. Yeah.
Yes.
We've talked about before how ridiculously rich Jeff Bezos is.
And
Amazon stuff. And how, like, that one day he made like $12 billion or something just in one day with the stock market. It's insane. But I saw this thing that said if you had earned $180,000 every day, okay, so $180,000 every day from the day that Christ was born until right now, you still wouldn't be as rich as Jeff Bezos.
Wow.
Isn't that insane to think about something like that?
Wow.
I mean, Jesus Christ wasn't real, so I mean, we can just forget about that now. But I mean, just premise of Jesus.
Wait, what?
Just fucking around.
That's insane, I need to move out of this room right now because lightning's going to strike and
Get the Ouija board. But that's insane. Yeah, $180,000 every day from when Christ was born, you still wouldn't be as rich as that bald fuck. That's crazy. Jeez. Oh my God. When his wife got divorced, the settlement that she had instantly made her the
second wealthiest person,
the wealthiest female ever. Yeah.
No. Well. Yeah.
Not the. I think she ended up. I don't know.
So is he still divorced?
You don't get undivorced.
Well,
you
he could have remarried.
You know this.
He could have remarried.
No, they're still divorced, and she's still fucking rich just because she married that nerd. Yeah.
Okay. Is he still unattached?
All right. So I don't like where this is going, but I think he's very committed to his current lover. So just watch
and who
yourself.
Is that?
Some chick. I don't know. That's why they were having an affair. That's why they ended up getting divorced.
Yeah, but usually that doesn't work out.
Who? She's going to leave him? The guy's the richer than Jesus?
That's richer than Jesus.
No way.
Oh, you have issues. So many, 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 many issues.
I think we're up against the clock here, though.
Have we reached 37 minutes yet?
We just did 37:11 right now. What?
There it is.
So, one last thing. Ready? I saw this fact on Twitter.
Oh, Jesus.
It's not that bad.
Lord help him.
Because
his facts.
Well, I saw this because it was exactly my height. It said, if you are at least 6'2" tall, you are taller than 94% of the world. That's crazy to think about. There's 8 billion people in this freaking world. I'm taller than 94% of those people.
Yeah, you've never realized that?
No.
You've never...
You ever watched the NBA? Oh, tall motherfuckers in there.
How often have you been around people the height of those select few in the NBA? Not often.
No.
You have been in large crowds of people before, and you can see over most of them.
I know, but it's just funny to think about statistically like that, 94% of the world.
You don't
know
what it's like being down here.
You're right, I don't. And I don't want to. Down in the basement of this shithole world.
Looking at everybody's backs all the time when you're in a crowd.
That's awful.
Jeez.
That's terrible. I feel sorry for you and for other short people.
Mm. Yeah,
but
we
nevertheless.
Live.
All right, we're going to be done with this. We don't have internet, so I can't post it right now. So I'll just have to edit it, and hopefully when the internet comes up, we'll be able to post this damn thing.
What are you talking about? You've got, within a quarter mile, a half a dozen places that have Wi-Fi right now.
I'm not going to go get Wi-Fi just to post this right now.
Where are your priorities, man?
I love you. And I'll see you again next week.
So disappointed. No bumper music and not even willing to drive a quarter of a mile to post the episode.
Maybe I will. You never know. This is over. Bye.
Goodbye, dear.